And as it happens every Monday at 7:30, we hear live from RW Estella. Good morning, RW. RW, good morning. And now from RW Estella, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Allison. Often the greatest accuracy in the newspapers occurs in the comics section and in the political cartoons of the editorial section. Yesterday's Portland Sunday Telegram, for example, had a topical cartoon on its forum page, which presents a sampling of cartoons from around the country the past week. Among them was a panel from cartoonist Dave Fitzsimmons of the Arizona Star. Depicted are four members representing three generations of a family mourning at a gravesite of their patriarch. On the gravestone are the engraved words, "Still not able to retire." The man's tearful elderly wife is at the front of the gathering. Behind her is their middle-aged son, who says, "His boss still wants him to come in Monday to fill in for the seven people laid off in his department." Next to him stands his wife and their son, the patriarch's grandson, who sighs, "At least he has a job." The young man's remark conveys perhaps the greatest poignancy. He stands at the back of the gathering, his baseball cap on backwards and his hands in his pockets. His hair is somewhat long, and he sports some modish chin whiskers. He too, however, has a tear falling from his eye, whether it's a tear for dear departed grandpa or a tear of sadness about his own unemployment is, of course, ambiguous. One advantage of age might just be the natural assessment of one's experiences in the working world. After enough years, we tend to understand a little more about the nature of work than we did when we first began working, or were looking for work. Working and looking for work can certainly be quite similar. Ask anyone who's lost a job and has been searching for a replacement. It's not unlike the difference between fishing and catching, or hunting and killing. Tomorrow we'll have our annual Hunter's Moon, that full moon of October, and with any luck, we'll have a glorious show of it. Autumn's full colors are a little late this year, but not by much. In the fall, I tend to think about work more than at any other time during the year. Yesterday morning early from 4,000 feet over Somes Sound on Mount Desert Island, I had a decent view of Mount Katahdin, about 100 miles to the north. 34 years ago, a friend and I had climbed Katahdin the first weekend in October, and I remember sitting silently at the summit, looking southwestward toward Moosehead Lake and beyond, reveling in the fantastic display of many-colored foliage. I reflected on the new job I recently had begun at the University of Maine and on the birth of my son the week before. I wondered what the future held. At the time, I still thought a year was a long time. Now I marvel at how quickly October's full moon seems to have followed September's, and I'm beginning to understand the significance of the expression, many moons. But I can easily organize the years of my endeavors simply by measuring up my autumns, because in every October I've done some personal accounting across the canvas of all those leaves changing in this mellow season, when we harvest, when we take stock, when we know what our work has been worth. For more in Maine, have a great day.